Well, grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. So today we have the famous sermon from Jesus called the Sermon on the Mountain, right? And Jesus' Sermon on the Mountains is perhaps most famous for its reversal on the expectations surrounding who God favors. Makarios, which is the Greek form of blessed, means happy or fortunate, right? Happy meaning more than just a superficial happiness, right? Is more than a happiness that, a deeper happiness that has to do with wholeness, with healing, right? With salvation. It's not the type of happiness that comes from riding your bike by the beach on a beautiful sunny day, which is pretty good, right? Yes. Happiness. That's pretty hard to compete. Or having your NFL team make it to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry to bring that up. In Jesus' time, the fortunate ones or happy ones were those who held a divine favor, right? Divine favor. And this divine favor often was believed to be shown in the strong, in the successful, in the powerful, in healthy and perfect bodies. And so people at that time thought that if you had an illness, if you suffer from any physical condition or your body was unable to operate the same way as everybody else, that it was because you sinned greatly or because you were cursed by God, right? So that was the mindset around Jesus' time. But here Jesus comes and reverses that mindset and the expectations that only healthy and strong bodies, right, thrive. But God is here to rebuild God's favor on those who traditionally would be left out of that blessing. And so Jesus, in the Gospel of Matthew, from the very beginning of his ministry, he appears healing people, right? Preaching about the good news of the kingdom and healing and curing people of every disease. And so this is a new reality to which we call the kingdom of God, to which is a new reality to which Jesus is inviting people to this new reality, right? God is reorganizing the world through Jesus according to the values of God. And so he, in the middle of all this ministry, he pauses and shares a set of blessings while they find a hill, a mountain to rest. He pronounces this blessing on a population that was not expected to receive a favor from God. And they were the weak and not the strong enough, right? They were the unproductive ones, according to society. I grew up in a culture that to show grief, emotional sadness, was a sign of weakness, right? To cry was a sign of weakness. But here Jesus turns to these groups of people as he was teaching his disciples, and says, in God's kingdom, these are important to God. These are people who also belong to God. But then he also turns to his own disciples and says, blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and order all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. What Jesus was asking his disciples was to live out these values that they were experiencing in the life of Jesus by bestowing blessing upon the weak, upon the one in need, upon those whose character reflected things God rewarded, such as humility and courage, justice seekers, peace seekers. Jesus was asking his disciples to live out their life as disciples, as those who would stand with and for these people who often society will rather disappear. Jesus knew that living out in the way of Jesus would be faced with persecution and with violence and resistance, as Jesus did, which resulted in his crucifixion. But he also tells them, when you are doing God's work, right, fighting for justice, working for peace, remember that your reward is great in heaven. And this, of course, is hard to do unless we see this type of work of and people through the lenses of the cross, which Paul talks about today, where we see God at work most clearly in the suffering ones, in the weak, in the despised, because that is where we ourselves have seen God at work in our own lives, in our lowest moments of our lives, in the saddest moments of our lives. God has met us there. God has met us there and revealed God's love for us to say, I am here with you, right? I love you. That's the Emmanuel, God with us. And so that is what we call the theology of the cross, a God who is found in our own suffering, in the suffering of others, in the lowest moments of our lives and others, right? Paul, in his letter that we read today, as early Christians to consider their call, to remember their call. None of them were chosen by God because of their beauty or their good looks or their smart thoughts or intelligence, but because God chose them, right? So that they can show the world that God, what God can do through them. And so today God is calling us to look at who in the world might be in these lists of blessedness. Who might be those who are in need of this blessing that Jesus pours out today? Who might be those in need of divine favor? And who might God be calling us to be part of Jesus' blessing on them? Because it is through us, the body of Christ, that Christ continues to bestow upon God's blessing to the world. So may we live out this life of discipleship as Jesus calls us. Amen.